You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
More up and down times for the Anaheim Angels, which I guess is kind of what we've grown to expect from these guys. Now that we're starting the third month of the season, things are getting kind of interesting. Let's talk to Alvin Gonzalez about all things Angels. I am Alvin on Twitter. Alvin, let's start with the crazy, crazy slugfest from Tuesday night. Of course, it ended on a game-winning home run. It had to, right, because of what happened throughout the game, which was like both teams just kind of went off with the home runs. Is that a good sign for the offense or a bad sign for the pitching?
maybe a little bit of both. A good sign for anybody concerned about the marine layer at Angel Stadium, maybe. it was a good night for that. I think it was a good sign for C.J. Crone, one of the Angels hitters. He obviously had the walk-off, but he also had a three-run homer earlier in the game. And, you know, the Angels have been waiting all year for his power to kind of start to emerge. They like him batting behind Albert Pujols in the lineup. They want him to be the guy who protects Albert Pujols, but he hasn't really hit for much power yet this year. So, you know, I think that was a good sign for the Angels that if C.J. Crone's power could start to emerge here a little bit, then maybe this offense could kind of get going a little bit. I mean, you look up now, and the offense is actually seventh in the American League in runs. They're averaging just a little bit over 4.5 runs per game. They're actually swinging the bat, you know, pretty well right now. It's just, you know, it's kind of like the hallmark of a mediocre team. And sometimes when they hit well, they can't get the pitching. And sometimes when they get the pitching, they can't hit very well. I mean, you know, yesterday, Tuesday night, you had that slugfest back and forth with Aníbal Sánchez against Hector Santiago, and they just gave up a ton of home runs. The day before that, you have Jolys Chacín and Justin Verlander, both with a perfect game through five. So, you know, it's just been two extremes in a matter of 48 hours here.
I mean, I had to laugh at that because, you cannot predict this stuff. So, yes, Jolys Chacín, let's talk about him. Throws a complete game. Angels win. This signing there were two motivations on either side. So first of all, it was a desperation move by the Angels, and it was a chance for Chacín to revitalize his career, kind of get things going again. He's had shoulder issues that might have seemed to derail him a little bit. So everybody needs each other in this circumstance. But, I mean, you could not have expected a complete game from the guy in this outing.
Yeah, the first complete game by the Angels all year is from a guy that they get in a very minor trade only because they needed to have somebody in the rotation with all the injuries. I mean, this was a guy who, wasn't gonna be able to get an opportunity to pitch in the Braves rotation, the last place Braves rotation. And he's here and he's contributing. He's had two or three pretty good starts, and he's had a couple of rough ones. But it's been weird watching this rotation right now. Every single one of them can go out there and dominate a game every 5 days, and every single one of them is also susceptible to getting hit around every 5 days, and we've seen the inconsistency. I mean, it seems like every week you start thinking about, the guys who can stay in the rotation once they get healthy starting pitchers back, and every week those names change because Hector Santiago had a great month of April, and he had a really bad month of May. Matt Shoemaker is coming off two really, really dominant starts, but before that, he really, really struggled. Jared Weaver, as you know, has his days when he completely flummoxes the opponent, and then he has his other days where he gives up home runs. Nick Tropiano, sometimes he pitches, sometimes he gives you good depth, and sometimes he walks a lot of guys and his pitch count goes up. So, you know, it's just every day you don't really know what you're going to get from this rotation, and the only thing the Angels can hope for is that maybe in a couple of weeks they'll actually start to get a little bit more depth. Tyler Skaggs looks like he is working his way back. It looks like he is progressing finally. But C.J. Wilson was pretty much on the cusp of coming off the DL, and then his shoulder starts hurting again. So, you know, it just changes so dramatically every week.
Yeah, on that note, I feel like I need to give a little shout-out to Jared Weaver because I remember just thinking, no way is this going to work with the guy throwing 84 miles an hour or whatever it was. And he was swearing that he was going to be able to get through the season and he was going to be able to contribute. And I'm looking at his day-by-days here. And, I mean, he had a terrible start on May 12th where he gave up 8 runs in 4 innings. But then, I mean, he has hung in there. He pitched seven innings, and six innings in his next three starts, and he did not give up more than four runs. So, I mean, he has to be an innings eater, if nothing else, and he really has had a nice little stretch there.
I mean, you have to have respect for the guy. I remember one, you know, after a recent start, you know, one thing that he said that jumped out at me was he said, look, I know the stuff is not what I want it to be, but I'm not going to make any excuses. I'm going to go out there, and if I get hit around, I'm going to take my beating like a man. And if I pitch well, then it helps our team win. And, you know, he's not using the DL as a crutch. He's not complaining about any tightness or injury that he has. And, you know, for a guy like Weaver, even though he'll never really admit it, a guy like Weaver who was used to being a dominant pitcher, who was used to being the alpha male of a rotation, of going out there and having good stuff and seeing hitters react to good stuff, to be going out there and be throwing 83, 84 miles an hour, and to basically be the butt of jokes because he's a starting pitcher throwing that slowly and still go out there every 5 days and swallow his pride and try to get guys out, you got to respect that because it has to be, you know, somewhat embarrassing for him to not be able to throw as hard as he wants to, no matter how hard he tries. And he just goes out there and he competes. And, you know, one thing about Weaver, he is the ultimate competitor. He loves to pitch. He loves to win. And he will do anything to win, no matter how good or how bad his stuff is. And, you know, he knows that the Angels need him out there, no matter how hard he's throwing. He needs to be out there for this team because they've had a lot of injuries. They don't have enough guys to fill their rotation. And he's going out there and he's trying. Some days he looks great. Some days you believe that maybe he could continue to be successful with this stuff. And then other days you think, you know, how is he going to get through a season? But he goes out there every 5 days and he gives everything he's got.
Yeah, and it's not like he's just, I mean, he's pitching, he's thrown over 100 pitches twice. He's been in the 90s for a bunch of times. So he's not really getting knocked out at any point early. I mean, his whip is high. His batting average against is really not very good. He's given up double digits in hits. But, yeah, I mean, they're just – well, they don't really have many choices. But to be able to do that and not be, like, getting your teeth kicked in every night.
Yeah, and, Allison, one thing that's really cool about it, too, is you look at his walk rate, it is way down. So even though he doesn't have the stuff, he's still going out there and attacking hitters. He barely ever walks guys. Every start, it's either 0, 1, or 2 walks. So even though he doesn't have the great stuff, he's not pitching around the strike zone. He's not pitching scared. He's still going after guys, and you got to respect that.
Absolutely. Okay. Respect to Jared Weaver. That's going to be my new motto. Okay, Alden, thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you, Alden. Appreciate it.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.